A new study shows that patients in African hospitals are 2 times as likely to die after doctors operate as the average death rate worldwide. More than 30 African researchers worked on the study. They examined records for all operations performed during a 1-week period at 247 hospitals in 25 African countries. The researchers noted that while African patients were usually younger and at lower risk than average, 1% died of problems after elective surgery. The death rate worldwide is 0.5%. Bruce Picard of the University of Cape Town was the lead writer of the study. He said, "It's really concerning when you see how high the mortality is, considering that the patients are generally fit and they're having a lot more minor surgeries." Picard and the other researchers wrote that workforce and resource shortages across Africa are likely to affect patient deaths. Their findings were published in the journal The Lancet. The study found a severe shortage of African surgeons, obstetricians, and anesthesiologists. Earlier research showed that fewer patients die after surgery when there are 20 to 40 specialists per 100,000 people. The new study found that Africa has an average of less than 1 specialist per 100,000 people. In addition to the high death rate, the report said the most alarming finding was how few people actually received surgery. Experts have estimated that 5% of the population needs surgery in a year. African hospitals, on average, performed less than 1/20th of that number. The report noted that patients were receiving surgery later in the course of their diseases. Nearly 60% of the operations were urgent or emergency treatments. In industrial countries, the rate is about 25%. Most of the patients who died did so in the days after their surgery, not during the operation. Picard said, "We're actually failing to recognize patients who are having complications in the post-op period, so a minor complication becomes a major complication." Picard noted that increasing the number of doctors is an unlikely short-term solution. His group is working on a method that will tell us before surgery which patients we think are going to get into trouble. The group is planning another study in 2019. I'm Jonathan Evans.